tune out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 24th of April 2026 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at RadioAlbion.com. We've managed to get to the end of another week without an entire civilization being blown up over in Iran. No power plants have been hit just yet, no bridges have been hit just yet. So I guess we can be thankful for that. And we have something else to be thankful for today. As it's Friday, it means we have with us a special guest all the way from Texas, Mr. Grandpa Dan. Grandpa, good day, sir. How are you doing?
I'm just faring. I'm faring okay, I guess. I'm still chugging along just like everybody else.
Well, you'll be pleased to know I took note of your criticism the other day about us not having enough American stories, and today we have an American story. What do you think about that, Grandpa?
I'm so looking forward to transitioning to the weekend, even as we speak.
Yes, it is another tranny story, but it is an American tranny story. It actually comes from California. The headline is, American taxpayers forced to fund sex changes and breast implants for illegal migrants. And I particularly picked this because, you know, it was only a few weeks back we did that episode just talking about medicine in America, Medicaid, and how difficult it was for American citizens to actually get any health care, unlike obviously in Britain where we have the National Health Service. So to then find out that things such as non-life-threatening as sex changes and breast implants are being given out free to illegal immigrants. I find that really, really quite scandalous. But of course, this is happening in California. It may not be happening all the way across the United States. I'm fairly certain it's probably not happening in Texas, but it is happening in California. And it starts off saying the White House has described the revelations as a holy trinity of woke, liberal, out of touch, perverse ideology. And I should imagine the White House are quite pleased to actually have something else to talk about other than being questioned about Iran. Well, the article says American taxpayers are being forced to fund sex changes and breast implants for homeless illegal migrants, a watchdog has found. In California, illegal migrants have gained access to taxpayer-funded transgender procedures through the state's Medicaid program, Medi-Cal. Manhattan Institute senior fellow Chris Rufo revealed. So this is really, you know, this is really quite insulting to say that homeless illegal migrants will have access to free healthcare anyway is insulting enough. But then to say that it's actually going to get used on transgender surgeries for them, while people that we've had on here, Hidden Mysteries, Ghost and Asmodor, they were unable to get any help with serious medical problems. You've had serious medical problems in the past, Grandpa. You had to pay through the nose to get the Obamacare. So how is it that people that just break into the country, they just steam over the border and straight away they're being given free medical care? I mean, surely this is going to bankrupt the state of California, isn't it?
I think you're trolling me at this point with some of these stories. I was sitting here thinking about it. I think he's just trolling me. He's messing with me. Which if so, I have to applaud. It is. I appreciate it. Well, the thing to understand is California's already bankrupt. It just hasn't fully manifested itself because most people, when they envision California, they think of what they see on TV. And then if they actually go there, they discover that it's essentially, you know, a lot of these, like Los Angeles, for instance, you know, they're basically kind of third world, at least second world tier for sure. You know, the infrastructure is completely, it's beyond terrible. It's nothing like what you see on TV. And so when you think of it in that context, and then they turn around and spend money on this sort of stuff, it just kind of all fits together. The most expensive gas in the country is in California because of all the taxes on it. They live in a it's hard to explain because, yeah, no, this is a fairly unique California thing, I guess, to kind of – I was roundabouting that answering that question. But it's kind of a fantasy land. I mean, the housing there is way over, overvaluated. You know, a house that's probably worth, I don't know, $100,000 on average anywhere else in the country. You know, in California, it'll be worth over $1 million, supposedly. You know, and that's not, none of it's even real. It's like a fantasy economy. It doesn't actually function. Like I say, the infrastructure is absolutely just terrible. It's a filthy place. All kinds of homeless. The homeless are just overrunning everything. And these are the sort of things that get prioritized. Now, I'm pretty sure, like everything else, it's some kind of money laundering scam. You know, they claim that this money is going to this stuff. And in reality, people are lining their pockets. It's the way essentially the economy in the United States as a whole works now. It's just one big, money scam. But healthcare, of course, the entire healthcare system for the whole country is just, we've talked about that before. It's just, it's absolutely broken. It's ridiculously expensive. Everybody's basically, your healthcare program on average in the U.S. is just hope you don't get sick or anything gets wrong with you, because you know you're just out of luck. Like literally people die regularly in this country because they just can't afford to go get the overpriced treatments, and they're big on the overpriced treatments, whether it's the prescriptions or whatever. Everything is overpriced. It's kind of like what we've seen comparing the I'm getting way off tangent, but it's like you see with the conflict with Iran. You know, Iran is using $30,000 drones and America is shooting $30 million worth of missiles to try to shoot down the one drone. Our healthcare system is like that. You go for a treatment that anywhere else would cost, you know, $500, and here it's $10,000. And it's literally the exact same treatment. I know you and I had a discussion one time about like MRI scans, because that's basically what my cancer scans were. It's a form of MRI scan, and they're $3,000, and you got to pay that to get one scan. And I think they're in Britain, if you did private pay, I think you told me it was like $500. And it's literally the same machine, same procedure, same everything, $500. And here it's like $3,000. So that's how everything functions. And I don't know what transgender surgeries for migrants cost, but I bet it ain't cheap, and I bet somebody's lining their pockets.
Well, I find it a little bit confusing. I mean, you're saying about how much the properties are worth. A $100,000 property is going to be worth $1 million because it's in California. Yet California is a magnet for the homeless. I've seen videos of them going along streets. I mean, quite famous streets as well. Something Boulevard in Hollywood. And it was just like a bomb had hit the place. It was like a shanty town. It was all makeshift tents there. There were people that were defecating on the sidewalk, people injecting into their arms and legs and frozen in state where they were, injecting, I think it was this crocodile drug. Awful things. You would imagine that it really couldn't withstand much of that before the house prices started coming down. So is it that where they have these rich houses, are they completely gated off and separate from the rest of California? Do you know? Do they have like gated enclosures that they live in?
Yeah, I mean, it's, they keep the homeless out of the really, really posh neighborhoods. The homeless problem, a lot of it, of course, as we see here, there's incentives. But it comes down to weather. I mean, the homeless people are going to go where they're not going to get pushed out, and they're going to go where the weather's good. You wouldn't want to be homeless in Texas in the summertime, although we do have our homeless here. And you dang sure wouldn't want to be homeless, say, in Minnesota in the winter, because you're going to freeze to death. California, the weather is like the one thing the state has going for it. So, you know, it kind of has a natural draw. But yeah, no, I mean, the posh Beverly Hills neighborhoods are they're not teeming with homeless. They're not going to let them go into those very very wealthy areas. The home evaluations, I mean, remember, you could say anything's worth anything till you go to sell it, and they're just looking at it on paper. And the way that works is, going back, that if your home is evaluated at $1 million, then you can borrow a bunch of money against it and have all of this money to spend around. So I say it's kind of really the whole economy, the whole state is kind of a facade. So you have it's not that people are necessarily selling and getting $1 million for their $100,000 house, but they can take out second, third, whatever mortgages and borrow, say, $500,000 against their supposedly $1 million house. And they have all of this money to spend around, throw around rather than spend. You know, when you go to actually sell it, you know, you might get the $1 million, but you could see that it's really kind of a Ponzi scheme. And at some point in time, see, a lot of people, California has had a mass exodus of people leaving the state because they're smart. They see the handwriting on the wall. They don't want to live there, and they're selling while they can, while the prices are high. Because at some point in time, all of that is going to implode on it. You've had a mass exodus. I think California has one of, if not the largest number of people permanently leaving the state. And, you know, there's a reason. And it ain't because it's the golden land of milk and honey.
Well, I was going to say, and that's balanced out by it also has the state with the highest number of homeless people. And it looks like they're now getting lots and lots of illegal immigrants as well. Well, the scheme provides healthcare coverage to all low-income California residents, including to undocumented migrants who broke into the country. And this seems to be the problem everywhere. You have like a safety net that's in place to look after people who are on a low income, or they've got difficulty getting a house for themselves. Over here in Britain, they will say, well, you've got somebody in the country now that doesn't even know how to speak English. Nobody's going to rent him somewhere to live because he's a foreigner. So therefore, he ticks all the boxes for somebody that is in desperate need, somebody that is extremely vulnerable. Remember, he doesn't even speak English. So this is why we have to house him. And this is the reasons that they'll give. So what they've got here, apparently in California, they've got healthcare coverage for everybody that's on a low income, so vulnerable people. And then they will say, well, undocumented migrants, even though they broke into the country, they're still vulnerable people. They still need this help, which has caused this problem effectively, because you can't do that for the whole world. You'll just end up bankrupting yourself, and these people aren't going to thank you for it either. According to the California Department of Healthcare Services, taxpayers foot an annual bill of around $9 billion to provide healthcare to illegal migrants, including gender-affirming care services. $9 billion just to the illegal migrants, let alone to the low-income Californians. Under the state's Medicaid program, 1.7 million illegal migrants receive fully funded healthcare coverage, while over a third of Californians are plunged into debt over medical expenses. And that's a huge figure, 1.7 million. To be paying for all of their healthcare costs, while a third of the Californians are in debt because they have to pay for it, you would imagine that the Californians themselves would be quite annoyed about this and perhaps try to make some changes. But all we ever seem to see over there is left-wing politicians. In fact, in January 2024, California Governor Gavin Newsom expanded the state's Medicaid scheme to encompass all migrants, both legal and illegal. And of course, he's extremely left-wing. So why is it then that California keeps voting in these left-wing politicians when you're in a situation where they're giving away all the healthcare freely to migrants, illegal and legal? while their own people are struggling in debt over the medical expenses. Any theories on that, Grandpa? Why they keep voting left wing?
Because the entire system, as I keep pointing out in the West, is fraudulent. I mean, this is a feature, not a bug. You go back to, they use the term scheme here. The scheme provides health care coverage. And they throw that number, $9 billion. Look, when you're $9 billion, can you actually even visualize how much money you're talking about? $9 billion. When that kind of money is getting thrown around, no one knows where it's going. You know, that's why I say a lot of this stuff, it's just another money scam. People are lining their pockets. They claim this money is going to these things. But how much is going where? Nobody knows. People are lining their pockets. This entire, you know, and California is another classic example. It's not that people are voting for it necessarily. It's just that that's how the system is designed to operate. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how you vote. You're going to get more. When you can throw $9 billion around, nobody knows where it goes. Somebody is making a lot of money, and, you know, a group of people are making a lot of money, and it ain't you, and it isn't the average taxpayer in California. And if you want to talk nationwide, it isn't any of us. If you're in the select group, you're lining your pockets with this money, and they just tell you that's where it's going. You know, that's where this money is going. It's really a lucrative thing if you're on the inside, if you're in the little group. So of course they're going to keep that thing going. They're going to keep the scam rolling as long as you can. And the rest of this stuff is really just theater. How, you know, they also have to admit how many people are basically going bankrupt trying to pay their health care costs. Well, yeah, of course. Let me put it this way. Think about this. If people are going bankrupt, we just saw this. What was it? I think it said a third of the people were going bankrupt trying to pay medical expenses. If they're going bankrupt, doesn't that make them low income and vulnerable? So how come the program doesn't kick in and pay for their medical expenses? That's weird, you know, because it's just this. These things are just a money scam, and sometimes these articles play into it. They put out a rage bait article like this, and you're supposed to be outraged because the illegals are getting boob jobs. And the big hand wave is you're not looking over here and going, where does $9 billion, because they're not buying $9 billion worth of boob jobs and artificial vaginas. So where is that money going? No, they throw out some rage bait so that you can sit here and go, my gosh, it needs to be reformed so they're not doing trans surgeries for migrants. It's all a money scam. You can just insert the, you know, it's also tiresome meme face here. I think it'd be less tiresome to be a gravel truck driver in Africa.
So you're basically saying that it's something akin to these Somalian daycare center scams in Minnesota, where I think
the entire government operates that way. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but yeah, no, the entire government operates that way. They're all it is it's becoming a little less. It used to be a little better hidden, and now I don't know if it's just because they figure the system's going to collapse anyway, so who cares, or if they're just dumber. But now it's so sloppy that, yeah, it's just in your face, and the entire system operates this way. This is how it is. I mean, like with the Somali daycare centers, you know, who was getting kickbacks from that? And nothing ever, it's worth noting, nothing ever came of that. They sent ICE in, you know, and oh boy, made a big show of this. But at the end of the day, as far as I know, nothing really even came of that. You know, where there were rumors that the governor of the state was getting some kickback from it. And that's small potatoes. You're talking $9 billion. You know, I think the Somali daycare thing was in the millions. This is $9 billion. If you think the politicians, the political class, and everybody else isn't lining their pockets out of this, then, you know, I'm sorry, you'd have to be extremely naive.
So, you're basically saying there probably really aren't that many illegal migrants that are actually getting anything out of it, but there are a lot of people lining their pockets with it. Well, Mr. Rufo, a conservative activist, went to taxpayer-funded homeless shelters in the San Francisco areas and filmed conversations with transgender illegal migrants. In the footage, a migrant from Honduras can be heard telling him how they were able to access gender therapy treatment for free through the state's healthcare scheme. In a separate conversation, another migrant who claimed to be in the US legally told the Manhattan Institute senior fellow that they managed to receive breast implants at the taxpayer's expense. After Mr. Rufo's video was released, the California governor's office confirmed that illegal migrants can access sex change procedures and sex reassignment hormone therapy through Medi-Cal. And you wonder, I mean, he just sort of says sort of cavalierly there, oh, we just went looking for some illegal transgender migrant and they found one. So that tends to say that there's probably quite a few transgender migrants that are coming over to California just so that they can get the treatment for free. I mean, I don't doubt whether they'd be able to get the treatment for free in places like such as Honduras. I mean, over here in Britain, we have people that come to Britain to have their children. If they've got AIDS, they come over here to get AIDS medication because that's so expensive in America. And you have almost like a tourism for tourists come over here just to get free operations on the NHS. And you would think that in America it was nothing like that because for the reasons that we've spoken about before, because it's private healthcare and you have to pay through the nose for it. But it seems that California could even become a hub for these medical tourists, while all the while all the poor Californians are getting themselves into debt. And what do you make of the prevalence of transgenders over there? I mean, do you see many transgenders over in Texas in your normal daily life, Grandpa? How come there are so many transgender migrants that he can just find one easily like that?
The section that you just read, the first thing that popped into my mind, the first phrase that popped into my mind is humiliation ritual. You know, they go out and they find these people to interview, and then the governor's office is just like, yeah, we're doing it. Yeah, I'm sure we're paying for buy those boobs. By the pseudo vagina. It's like, no, there's no excuse. There's no, equivocation here. It's a humiliation ritual. They don't care. You know, the story is rage bait and you're supposed to be enraged about it. And they don't care. They think it's funny, you know, and, you know, to point to the fraudulent aspect of it, you hear about these mini programs and probably are people listening in America can sit here, what I'm fixing to talk about, they'll sit there and go, yeah, yeah. You know, they'll throw these numbers out. And, you know, for instance, I've known multiple cases, people I have known. And, you know, they'll put out these figures. You know, the government spends, you know, insert ridiculous number here, money on food stamps, you know, on food stamps, which is, you know, supposed to help provide food for the poor. Oh, they're giving all this money out, food for the poor. And then they'll put some stories out once in a while about people that are getting these food stamps. Now it's on a card. They don't give you the little papers anymore, but everybody still calls it food stamps. You know, and they'll put out these stories once in a while. They put out these stories once in a while. You know, and oh, this person is getting food stamps. And look, they're filling up their grocery cart. Everybody else has their little grocery cart with three items in it and counting their change to try to buy these three items so they have something to eat. And look at this. These people, a lot of times illegal immigrants, they're buying two full buggies with food stamps. It's outrageous with more rage bait. You know, oh, well, why are these people getting food stamps? Well, and then you know somebody who really hits hard times. They lose their job or they have a medical issue and they can't work. And this happens over and over again. And, you know, they swallow their pride and say, I don't want to go get food stamps, but, you know, I don't have food and I have kids. I've got to do something. So I'm going to swallow my pride and go apply for food stamps. And these people have like literally like ridiculously low income, basically that can be qualified as no income. And they go down and they apply and they either one or two things happen. They get told you're declined because you make too much money, even though they don't make hardly any money, which makes you ask, well, what's the poverty threshold? Or two, they say, congratulations, we'll start your food stamps. Okay, how much am I going to get? And it's like $25 a month. I kid you not. I know of people I have known of people who were unable to work and over the retirement age, and they were living, I've known people that were living on less than $1,000 a month on their Social Security. They apply for food stamps and they get told you can have $25 a month worth of food stamps. Where are the billions of dollars going then? Where? And it's not illegals filling up three carts full of groceries. That's just bait. So you're not asking that question. You know, how are they getting that? You know, when you have people that make sometimes less than $1,000, $1,500 a month on their Social Security, they're scratching by out of desperation. They swallow their pride, apply for food assistance, and they get told, okay, you get $25 a month. Where the hell's the money going? This sort of stuff is, it's the exact same thing. This is the same exact scam being run over. And as I said before, the whole point is you're not supposed to ask, where's the $9 billion going? You know, why don't they provide a breakdown of exactly where they're spending that money? They don't want to do that. They don't want people asking that question. So they give you a story like this. You know, that way you could go, oh my gosh, this is outrageous. The real question is, how much is being spent, not just on this, but on exactly what? How about a line item breakdown of where all of this $9 billion has gone? That, I can guarantee you, that's the one story you're not going to get.
Yeah, I can't recall ever seeing a story like that where they actually broke it down, where all the money's going. A spokesman for Gavin Newsom told Fox News, undocumented Californians don't get special treatment. Everyone on Medi-Cal gets the same access to care. They added, if you want to call California woke for not letting politicians interfere with doctors or not wanting people to die in the streets, then go ahead. Are they saying there that if they don't give these boob implants and these sex change operations, people are going to die on the streets? And this is what we're told, isn't it? We're told that if so-called trans children don't get this treatment, they're going to kill themselves. If we don't allow them to castrate themselves and make themselves sterile for the rest of their lives, if we don't do that to them, then they're just going to commit suicide. And this is the argument that's being put across here. If you want to call California woke for not letting politicians interfere with doctors or not wanting people to die in the streets, then go ahead. So, I mean, what he's saying there is this, I guess what he's alluding to there is this directive that went out from Donald Trump's office about these transgender operations, saying that anybody that does them to children will no longer get any federal funding at all, any hospitals that allow this. And I'm not sure if they were going to make it against the law and prosecute them or not, but I think that's what he's referring to there. But that's always the argument, isn't it? We have to allow these transgenders to have these operations, otherwise they'll kill themselves. But in actual fact, what you're doing is you're just mutilating them. But any thoughts on this excuse that we're given here by Gavin Newsom's spokesperson, Grandpa?
The government interferes with doctors all the time. The entire system is the government interfering. If it's not the government, it is the insurance companies. This is rhetoric they're throwing out here, and it quickly falls apart. Oh, wait, you don't want the government interfering with doctors and getting between doctors and their patients. But they do it all the time. If you're on one of the, like, for instance, the old people here have Medicare, which is supposed to be government care, government health care paid for by the government for old people. Only the old people still have to pay out of pocket, of course, because it's America. And otherwise, if you have an insurance company, you know, which is everybody else, if they have health care coverage, you know, everything, you go to the doctor here and, you know, it's not like the doctor looks at you and says, oh, you need this treatment, so next week we're going to do the treatment. No, the doctor says, you need this treatment. But then they have to go through all of their procedures and hoops to get it approved by the insurance company. So this notion that we don't want the government getting between people and their doctors. We trust doctors, not the government. The government interferes with healthcare literally all the time. And if it's not the government, it's the insurance companies, which is the same thing. I mean, separating the corporate aspect and the government aspect is ridiculous in the United States. So as a whole, the whole thing is run by them. So it's so disingenuous to sit here and say, oh, well, we wouldn't want to interfere with what doctors say a patient needs. And that's literally how the entire system is run, whether it's being done directly by the government itself or whether it's being done by the insurance company. So it's just a completely disingenuous statement.
It was actually, there was some positive interference between politicians and doctors this week over there in America. I saw Donald Trump fast tracking an executive order saying that Ibogaine was going to be used for people with addiction problems. Apparently that works very well. People with heroin addiction, cocaine addiction, they really don't have much to deal with cocaine addiction. And there are these anecdotal reports that Ibogaine, this potent psychedelic, has actually got people off these drugs. So he was signing that off, and also psychedelic drugs for people with post-traumatic stress disorder. And again, there's lots of anecdotal reports that certain psychedelics have helped people to get over these stressful situations. Only doctors were never able to prescribe them before because they were all classed as class A drugs, no medical use whatsoever. So that's being changed. And I do think that is actually something positive. Did you hear about that, Grandpa? You got any thoughts on that? Did you see that this week?
So are we to believe the pharmaceutical companies then are going to, you know, I mean, how much is it going to cost? Is it going to be subsidized by the government? I guarantee you, I'm not intimately familiar with it. I mean, I know the general of what you're saying. And I guarantee you there's a payoff for the pharmaceutical company in there somewhere. I can go 100%. They're not losing money. So I guarantee you somebody's getting paid off. And what does it say? I mean, come on, psychedelics? Really? Can I get a prescription for some magic mushrooms? Some LSD? It's just like I say, it's a humiliation ritual at this point. What's the next page of Clown World going to be?
I think they're talking about taking it in controlled circumstances. So I guess there would be a lot of money paid out for to do that, basically, in controlled circumstances. Probably take somebody to a retreat, have trained psychotherapists around them while they take the magic mushrooms and then see whether it helps them deal with the stress disorder. Yeah, a lot more.
You could be signing up. People could be voluntarily signing up for MK Ultra. You know, that's really what you could possibly be doing. Does that not pop into people's head? Like, if this goes through and that's actually became a thing, it's like, oh, but don't worry, we'll be watching over you. It's totally not going to be the next trial phase of MK Ultra. Don't worry, it's fine. It'll be just fine.
That's a really good point there. And I guess coming down to the money thing, they certainly won't just be picking the magic mushrooms from out in the forest that don't cost anything at all. They will be spending a fortune on it. And I think you're quite right to bring up MK Ultra there. It's not like America doesn't already have previous activities in that area. Getting back to our article here, reacting to the statement, Mr. Rufo, and this is the statement from Gavin Newsom's representative, Mr. Rufo wrote on social media, Gavin Newsom's office has confirmed that California is giving free sex change surgeries to homeless illegal aliens. They're doubling down and inexplicably suggesting that without state-funded breast implants and artificial vaginas, migrants will die in the streets. Meanwhile, White House Communications Director Stephen Chung lambasted Mr. Newsom on social media, following the revelations. This is like the holy trinity of woke, liberal, out-of-touch, perverse ideology from scumbag Gavin Newsom, he said. So there, I think you're quite right there, Grandpa. We can see it's all political theatre here, isn't it? It's let's distract from what's going on over in Iran. Let's distract from the fact that people are in debt over Medicaid. And let's get them to blame these migrants for coming over here for their transgender surgeries, rather than actually looking at the politicians. And also sort of blaming the left for this, when it doesn't really matter whether it's the left or the right that are in office. They're still going to promote these politically correct ideas. You got any thoughts on this, Grandpa, this criticism here from Trump's office?
No, exactly nailed it with what you just said, Sven. And I'll put it this way, you know, to if we were to present a false choice, a false dichotomy, I would rather pay for transgender surgeries for migrants than give money to Israel. So, and I bet you if you took a poll, an either or poll in the United States, which would you rather pay for? You know, breast implants for migrants or send that money to Israel so they can bomb the Palestinians? I if it's a face either or choice, I get those boob jobs, make them real.
I think Israel's probably got its lowest approval ratings ever at the moment. I don't seem to come across anybody who supports Israel anymore. And everybody can see that America's attack on Iran was instigated by Israel, and it's now costing everybody. Our inflation's gone up by 3.3% this month over here in Britain. I mean, it must be going up a lot more in countries that, like Asian countries, for instance, which need to get all their gas and their oil out of or through the Hormuz Strait, Strait of Hormuz, and they're just not getting it. I mean, this what's happening over there at the moment is certainly waking people up to Jewish power. And part of this, part of these articles like this, I think, is to distract from that. And I find this next bit interesting. This is a response from the healthcare services. However, in a statement to Fox News, the California Department of Healthcare Services refuted Mr. Rufo's claims, claiming that the video contains significant factual errors and mischaracterizes both Medi-Cal eligibility and covered benefits. The agency added, it suggests that the state broadly provides gender-affirming surgeries to specific populations without limitation, which is completely false. Medi-Cal is a needs-based program with strict eligibility requirements. Well, if you look at that, I mean, but they do say that these transgenders need these transgender operations. They say that they're going to commit suicide if they don't. So they're not saying that that isn't true by saying that they only deal with people who need medical care, because, I mean, this is the whole problem, isn't it? Is that doctors have diagnosed people with gender dysphoria as needing what they call gender affirming medical care. So they've already established that there's a, that there is a need there. So that's not an error. And then they're saying it's they're providing it to specific populations without limitation. Well, what is the limitation? You know, they've said that it goes to illegal immigrants. The only limitation is on how much of an income somebody has, which is why it's going to the people with illegal immigrants. And then they finish off, they insisted that illegal migrants can only receive the taxpayer-funded transgender treatment if it is medically necessary. And of course, that's what all the doctors say. This is the problem. They all seem to claim that it's medically necessary for people to castrate themselves. I mean, this is the scandal about this. Maybe not so much of a scandal when it's adults, but when it's children and they say, oh, it's a medical necessity. Otherwise, we have to make this person's body conform with their strange idea of who they actually are, which, you know, really it shows that they've got some kind of psychological imbalance there, if they're thinking that they've been born into the wrong body. And what's insane about this is that these doctors do claim that it's a medical necessity. So I really think it's quite disingenuous here, this answer that's been given, that they would only give it to people that if it was medically necessary, because, you know, the very fact that it is now considered a part of medicine shows that they consider that certain people think that it's necessary. And those certain people are pretty much anybody that declares that they are actually the opposite gender. Because if a doctor then says, well, I think you might have autism, or I think you might have bipolar disorder, that's not affirming the person's chosen gender. That's being transphobic. That's inciting hate, effectively. And no doctor wants to be prosecuted for inciting hate against his patients. So they're going to say, yes, we'll give you whatever you want. That's the way it seems to me. So, as I say, I think it's a bit of a strange response to say that, oh, this isn't true. We only give it to them if it's medically necessary. I mean, it's already accepted that it's a part of medicine. Grandpa, any thoughts on these last quotes here today or on the story in general before we finish?
Well, you're absolutely correct that stories like this are meant to be a distraction. Always pay attention to what these people say. This quote here, significant factual error, they're refuting it. The video contains, quote, significant factual errors and mischaracterizes both Medi-Cal eligibility and covered benefits. Okay, that's all well and good. But wouldn't you if that is the case, wouldn't you name the factual errors? Anybody can say, you know, I could sit here and say, well, you're a Liars fan. But that doesn't mean anything. That just means I'm just calling you names. Now, if I said, look, Sven, you said A, B, and C. That is incorrect. This is the facts. A, B, and C are actually this. You don't understand or you're lying about it. See, that means something. Otherwise, I'm just calling you names. And whenever you see them come out and say, oh, well, this is just full of factual errors and mischaracterized. Okay, well, tell us what the factual errors are. Not that it matters. Like I say, this is just hand waving for yet another money scam thing. But, you know, give us the factual errors then. What are they? What are the factual errors? There probably are some, but of course they're not going to do that. Nobody's going to put track. This is just, like I said, you 100% nailed it, Sven, when you said stories like this are they're a distraction. All of this stuff is a distraction. And meanwhile, the economy for everybody is going to go in the toilet. It's probably going to go in the toilet in California even faster because you have so much stuff like we were talking about earlier, the overvalued home pricing and stuff. At some point, that's going to implode. This whole, you know, people act like there's this disconnect with the real economy and what they talk about. You know, for instance, you know, everybody acts like, well, this closing of the Strait of Hormuz hasn't been the disaster everyone thinks it is. Well, that's because of the oil tankers that had already left before this started. They're so slow. They're just now arriving and they've just been unloaded. So we haven't actually felt the squeeze yet. And whenever the media talks about, I know I'm getting off on a sidetrack here, but you know, the media talks about, you know, oh, oil is down, you know, to $100 a barrel or $80 a barrel. But that's all futures market. Meanwhile, actual oil, literal oil that is being delivered, they're paying like $150 a barrel. And that's not been reflected. There's this disconnect between reality and these markets and what they're throwing around. And that squeeze is coming. That squeeze is coming, and when it happens and all of these various Ponzi schemes, money scams start imploding on themselves and you have a cascading effect, they're going to throw more stories. You're going to have more distractions, more rage bait stories. Believe me, they're going to be hand waving about transgenders and illegal immigrants to the point it's going to look like a hurricane or a cyclone stirring up from all the hand waving. Because they don't want every, somehow they think if they do enough of that, people won't notice that we're all poor now. Isn't this great? So yeah, no, I think we're going to get more of it as things continue to circle down the toilet.
Well, at least it's a distraction from the British stories. I do try to find American stories as well as British stories. It's just at the moment they mainly seem to be British, but today, well, we had a nice Californian one there to distract us from what's going on in the Middle East. Well, thank you very much for coming on today, Grandpa. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I will be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.